is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The U.S. tariffs are in place against Canada and Mexico, and markets are on edge. J.D. Vance defended the step today.
We need to see real engagement on the fentanyl issue, on the drug issue. That is fundamentally the underlying element of these tariffs.
The response from an angry Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau.
Far less than 1% of fentanyl flows and less than 1% of illegal crossings into the United States comes from Canada.
Mexico is also threatening retaliatory tariffs. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says as things ramp up, it's the American consumer who will feel the pain.
So much of our fruits and vegetables, they come from Mexico. I think that's where you start to see the prices jump pretty quickly with perishable items.
Jeff Gilbert has more from Detroit.
Car makers have stockpiled parts and vehicles in advance of the tariffs, but analyst Stephanie Brenly of S&P Global Mobility says vehicle production could be affected within a week.
I think we're going to see some plants drop shifts. We're going to see some plants just slow build rates for a little bit.
Brenly says it's very likely we could see some investment announcements that could allow the tariffs to be lifted or moderated within a few weeks. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
President Trump has paused U.S. assistance to Ukraine. Now President Zelensky has responded, as Eleanor Watson reports.
Zelensky just posted what could be considered a makeup tweet about the Oval Office meeting on Friday, calling that meeting regrettable and saying he's ready to agree to an immediate end to airstrikes and an exchange of prisoners with Russia if Russia agrees to do the same.
The Atlantic Council's Michael Bosaku is in Ukraine.
The big loss for Ukraine would be really two things: the loss of those Patriot defense missiles that protect Ukrainian skies, but also intelligence sharing, helping the Ukrainians strike deeper inside Russia, monitoring Russian troop movements, and also, of course, incoming missiles.
Sabina Castelfranco has an update on the Pope from Rome.
Following a respiratory crisis on Monday, the Pope spent the day resting and was breathing with just the help of extra oxygen. Doctors say the Pope's prognosis remains guarded. At night, he is using a ventilation mask.
There is a powerful storm system sweeping across the U.S. Meteorologist Rob Marciano says they're watching in the south.
Down I-10 through New Orleans and Gulfport, and then continuing overnight into Georgia and then the Carolinas tomorrow. All the while, the backside of this thing has got blizzard warnings up, and we're looking for several inches of snow to fall in places like Omaha, Nebraska, and winds blowing 40, 50, maybe 60 miles an hour.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The senator from Vermont will be in Kenosha Friday. Senator Bernie Sanders is holding a rally at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls his ongoing Fight Oligarchy tour. The event is at the Parkside Arena, and it's free to attend. In his first State of the City address, Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala talked about a drop in crime rates and a rise in building permits. Bogdala outlined plans to tackle the city's housing crisis. He suggested changes to temporary housing regulations and introducing an affordable housing initiative in the Wilson area. In a Waukegan courtroom yesterday, Robert Crimo III unexpectedly pleaded guilty to all charges against him. He was set to be on trial for the 2022 Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. He'll be sentenced April 23rd. Investigators have said that Crimo considered a second attack in Madison before his arrest. And the Racine County Eye is featuring an article today about the history of the Racine Bells and baseball. Readers can find the historical content on the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A setback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby had to leave last night's spring training game in Arizona in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy says it's an oblique muscle injury requiring an MRI. The Brewers went on to lose to the Reds 5-4. Ashby, the sixth Brewers pitcher, now dealing with an injury. NBA, the Bucks in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Milwaukee has won six of their last seven games, and they've now moved up to fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Badgers men team team getting ready to play Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, it is a border state. You know, we've recruited that area really well. That area's been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of a Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win. The other stuff that can happen from that is a byproduct of, you know, doing good things on Wednesday night.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain rolls in this afternoon, ramps up tonight, and lays down about an inch of rainfall. Localized flooding is possible, and it'll all flash freeze tomorrow. As snow starts to mix in by the afternoon, it'll be all snow through the evening, laying down less than half an inch. But winds will be whipping up to 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Let me pick up the phone here. Hey, Doug.
Hello, Kurt. How are you?
Doing well. Doug Despin is on the phone with me, and I've gotten to know you and your lovely bride a little bit over the last 6 months or so, and I've kind of learned that you're a bit of a renaissance man. In addition to your full-time career, you're a bit of an actor, a bit of a director, a playwright. You do some podcasting. You do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I keep busy. I mean, I went to school for theater, so this is kind of natural for me. But yes, I do, actually.
Doug is directing the latest Packy play over at the Racine Children's Theater at the Racine Theater Guild, and it's staged this weekend, right?
Yes. Just runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend.
Now, these Packy plays, these shows for the kids, they're all about an hour long, and they run several times a day, so there's lots of opportunities to see it. But this is really a good opportunity to get young kids, whether you have a child or a grandchild, interested in live theater for the first time.
Absolutely. The show actually runs about 45, 50 minutes, as you said. And we try to do as much in that 45 to 50 minutes as anyone would get in a full length play. I mean, we don't try to diminish the quality of what we're putting on the stage just because it's for kids. It's going to be a pretty involved production.
And this weekend, it's Little Red Riding Hood, so it's a story that some of the kids may be familiar with already. Now, do I have this right that you actually wrote this adaptation of Little Red?
Yeah, myself and one of the cast members named Bill Vogt, he and I wrote it. And it's also a panto, which means there's quite a bit of audience participation in this, and jeering and boos and yay and interaction with the characters. They're going to walk in the theater and yes. So that's what we incorporated for the script.
Yeah. Perfect for kids. We're talking probably mostly elementary school age kids and maybe in some cases a little bit younger than that.
Yes. I think that's about the range anywhere. I think from 4-ish to 14.
All right. So Little Red Riding Hood, one of the Packy plays this Friday, Saturday and Sunday. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have it in front of me. If I'm not mistaken, there's one show on Friday and then a handful both on Saturday and Sunday. Tickets available at racinetheater.org, or you can call 262-633-4218. And like I said, Doug, if you have a child or a grandchild, this is the perfect opportunity to get them involved in live theater, perhaps for the first time.
Absolutely. It'll be a great introduction for them. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Doug Despin, director of Little Red Riding Hood, the next Packy play at the Racine Theater Guild. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kurt.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Kurt Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, did you hear the Don Rosen morning show this morning? He spoke with Kelly Cruz, the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. He's got tons of great interviews with local folks every day, so you be sure to listen to the Don Rosen morning show weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It is Fade, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
So tight. Oh, I'm a traveling man. Yes,
Ricky Nelson, traveling man, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Probably going to see some rain tonight and a low of 40. Rain and maybe even a little snow tomorrow. Temperatures falling throughout the day tomorrow. And then Thursday, sunny and 39.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
I know that you've been cheating. I know feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl,
so tell me where I'm speaking, cause
even
you know
though
you're
made
me
mad,
I know that you've been cheating.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollmann. I just saw that our own sports guy, Mike Clemens, has just come back from the NFL Sports Combine in Indianapolis. He's covering all that great stuff for us. In fact, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks and on-site reporting with the Packers. He's on every hour weekdays, and you can see the entire WRJN sports lineup on demand at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In his first State of the City address, Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala talked about a drop in crime rates and a rise in building permits. Bogdala outlined plans to tackle the city's housing crisis. He suggested changes to temporary housing regulations and introducing an affordable housing initiative in the Wilson area. The mayor, in office since last April, gave his address before a regular council meeting. As far as voting electronically in November, it was all good. Lisa Hale has more.
An audit from the Wisconsin Elections Commission found that in the November election, there were zero votes miscounted, altered, or missed by the tabulating machines. The audit also found no evidence that any voting machine or software had been tampered with in any way. In a memo with the audit results, Megan Wolf, Wisconsin's top elections official, said the audit shows how efficiently elections are run and should dispel any information about electronic voting security.
A little history is on the pages of the Racine County Eye today. Read all about the Racine Bells and baseball online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Rain rolls in this afternoon, ramps up tonight, and lays down about an inch of rainfall. Localized flooding is possible, and it'll all flash freeze tomorrow. As snow starts to mix in by the afternoon, it'll be all snow through the evening, laying down less than half an inch. But winds will be whipping up to 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
When the sun comes up.
Local news, timeless hits from the Doobie Brothers on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? These famous letters did not appear until 1950 and were originally printed in black, not white. What letters? The M's on M&M's.
You've given me a true love.
Style that shows me. I don't want.
Beatles on WRJN. By the way, it's kind of an infamous day in Beatles history. It was on this date in 1966 that John Lennon made that statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ. Kind of caused a kerfuffle with that one. We are your home for local news, WRJN, and we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN and then read the in-depth details on RacineCountyEye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN. the way on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. What do these folks have in common? Margie Vasquez, Jay Holland, Phil Wendling, Orlando Carteña. They all won tickets from us to see Gabriel Iglesias. He's Fluffy the Comedian. He's going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair in August. And tickets are on sale, so if you want to check out Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias, you can keep listening to WRJN for details.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Yeah.
WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
You say you're gonna go and call it wrong between us that your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind? I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing